This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, a big development here at the yard since we threw it to break, as we had a three-run shot there from the Cubs. So they have made this an 8-6 game now with four runs there in the top of the seventh. We're in the stretch now, and the Cubs and Rangers fans are all up singing the old ball game here with you. It's Jake Berger standing by. He's going to join us here from the clubhouse or up here in the press box momentarily. In the meantime, Woolchuck has a proper round tripper.
Yeah, 8-6. What a game for Kyle Higashioka today. A couple of dong balls. He was absolutely in his bag, just crushing it. Six RBIs for him. Josh Young, 1-for-2 as well. Leody Taveras hit himself a homer. And then we just got to see Emiliano Teodo go in there after Chavez gave up the three-run homer, and Teodo closed down that inning to avoid more damage. I'm hoping Teodo comes back out.
Yeah.
Because I want to keep watching him work, man. You can see why he's getting a lot of buzz here at spring training as a guy who could end up being a big-time impact in the regular season in that Rangers pen. Dude's got some heat.
Second or third best pitching prospect, I think, in the organization. And you could tell that ball had a lot of movement on it and a lot of fire. And he's a guy that stands up there with a tremendous amount of confidence, as I would be if my arm was that live, Woolchuck.
So MLB.com put out their projected home run leaders for every single team. I thought this would be fun. 877-881-1053. Let's guess. Who do we think is going to finish the season with the most home runs for your Texas Rangers and give us a number? And then we're going to go back and look at who ended up getting this correct. Because I know one of us is going to pick it spot on, the exact correct amount of dongs, and probably the player too.
I'll go Jake Berger, 38.
38 for Bergs. 38 for Bergs. I'm putting that one down. Dawson, 38, Berger.
I think Adoli might be washed up. Last year was just the beginning. Sorry.
Man, Berger, Peterson. I love the power that Higashioka's been showing off
today.
You
just damn say Adoli's washed up. Are you serious?
Right, playing now? Half the games there, Chief, you know? Kind of
well, I just wanted to call my shot. Sound like a prediction segment to me.
It is a prediction segment.
I wanted to explain why I didn't go Adoli, who's targeting 50.
I wanted positive predictions. I didn't want negativity here.
On Monday, I was hoping to see better bat speed. And, you know, the sign that maybe he'd found the fountain of youth. But I don't know. I think it might be the same old Adoli. Last year.
Give me 35 Seager dongs. He sets a new personal homer season high.
Eric is going with Seager. You said 36?
35.
35 Seager dongs.
Can I pick the same? Can I pick Berger, though, as well? Or do I have
you
to go?
You pick Berger. Just don't pick the same number.
Yeah, right? 38
is taken.
Copy you know I nailed it, Brian. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to pick Berger. Dawson jumped in there quickly because he knew that. Berger. Yeah, that's the guy right there. But I'm gonna say I will say Berger. No, I'll do this. I'll do this. I'll go Garcia.
Yeah,
I'll go Garcia.
Okay, you're gonna pivot to Adoli.
No, Jock Peterson.
No, I'll go.
Have I gone yet?
That's true. Wolchuk hasn't gone
I'll
yet.
Go Garcia.
Settle down on Jock over there, Broadus. I mean, Wolchuk hasn't even gone yet.
Haven't gone yet.
33
for old Adoli,
and he's gonna lead the team.
Yes.
He said Dolly? You end up going Dolly, Brian?
Yep, I went. He's going Dolly
33.
Way to balance it out. Yeah. I'm going to go Jock just because I like him. I'm going to go with 32. I'm going to go 32 dong balls for Jock Peterson. MLB.com is taking Jake Berger. They're going 31. Seager led the team with 30 last year. Berger quietly launched 63 home runs for the White Sox and the Marlins over the past two seasons. Okay, Rangers lineup hit 57 fewer home runs in 2024 than it did a year ago. Inject some Berger, inject a little Peterson, hell, inject a little Higashioka. We're getting those numbers back up, baby.
I'll tell you,
it's like you got a teriyaki burger.
For
I like what you're doing over there.
The fact that Jock Peterson's the only one that went toe-to-toe with us in the clubhouse, I'm kind of pulling for him. I'm pulling for Wolchuk to be right on this.
I've developed a soft spot for him. Mm-hmm. I really have. He's kind of becoming a favorite of mine. They did say keep an eye on Wyatt Langford. Top prospect heading into the season. He hit 8 homers, slugged 610 in the final month of his rookie season. We're talking 8 homers in a month for Wyatt. Wyatt might be a sneaky contender to end up leading the Rangers in homers this year. 972 is going Garcia, 37.
There we go.
They're picking Dolly. 817 going. If Seager plays 157 games, I'm going to go 41 home runs for him. And the 214 says, Dawson, you're being more toxic than your farts right now.
I don't know if that's possible. I just wanted to throw it out there. I'm kind of regretting it already, so let me just go ahead and dump all that.
Yeah, let's just go ahead. Lucius will clean that out in post. That's why we love him. He's going ahead and just making us look good because we make ourselves look foolish.
I could see it happening, though. I really could.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I mean, that's
the timeline. You just saved yourself, and now you want to go back into the mud.
Okay, so we're talking about probabilities right here. Okay, what's your probability that we've seen the best from Adolis Garcia, and last year was the beginning of the end for him? You got to put it at least 25.
I'm just banking on the health. I'm banking on the health, I'm banking on the health, but I'm also, I think you're right about the swing. I just kind of wanted to be different. How do we forget about Wyatt Langford, by the way? Is that just because out of sight, out of mind?
Well, I mean, I just mentioned him.
Finish to last year. What was the most home runs he had in any given month?
Eight with the September one.
Well, college, he was.
But you're right. I mean, Wyatt might end up doing it. Like the 4-3-2 is going Wyatt for 42 homers. 817. Give me Wyatt Langford for 33 home runs.
There you go.
And I'm with you. 785. If Seager plays 150 games, he's got a good shot to win the MVP. And in the likelihood of that, I'd love to see it. But I don't think the career trajectory would say that he'll play that many. Yeah. But I'd love it. I'd absolutely love to see it. It means the Rangers are in a great spot. This got me super pumped. So MLB.com FanGraphs, they have the postseason odds. And they went, okay, who are the 8 candidates that had losing records last year that can end up making a jump to the playoffs? The number one most likely team.
White Sox.
Your Texas Rangers. Oh. 78-84 last year. They've right now got 58%. Postseason odds. Why it will be them, because the core of the team that won the World Series 2 years ago, largely still there, reinforced by all the offensive additions we just talked about. Plus, there's excitement about Jacob deGrom, as well as Kamar Rocker, Jack Leiter, who looked really good today, Wyatt Langford. You throw in the fact that Houston seems to have taken a step back, and Seattle has, at the least, not taken a step forward. AL West, that's a 3-way toss-up. Baskey, though, boys, picking the A's. Picking the Sacramento A's, even though they're not claiming Sacramento. That's been a big story this week, too. He's thinking the A's might have a Washington-like pop-up season.
Yeah. Even Jared Sandler was kind of talking about that.
Yeah, Jared was talking about that, too.
I mean, they did weirdly spend money this offseason. And it kind of went unnoticed because we're like, yeah, whatever, it's the A's. They don't even have a home. But they did. They spent some money.
I guess they put together a solid team. You can't discount Bassick's critiques. Or his predictions. But I tell you what, from time to time, I work back a long time, and sometimes he just gets so down on a team that he loves that he goes a little bit too far the other way. And I saw him give Elvis Andrews a kiss of career death in about 2014 and Shinsu Chu shortly thereafter. They both came back and had all-star campaigns.
Well, the A's are number 7 of the 8 candidates to make the jump. Well, he did also pick, I think it was the Rangers, to lose just about every series.
I mean,
in their 2023 World Series run.
You remember?
So that's a good point you bring up. Want him to pick against you.
In Oxnard, they just traded for Scherzer. They'd made the trade with the Cardinals. Yeah, he was like, they're done. They have no chance. No bullpen. And I was like, but they kind of have a chance, don't they? He's like, nope.
He was like, I don't think they're making the playoffs, boys.
And he was damn near right. He was. That August got a little wonky.
He got upset. But we were all having fear. Mike will just lean into it more so than anybody I've ever met. Like, if he sees the negative, he's just going to go ahead and dive headfirst into it.
By the way, Will Chambers just texted in. You can put his call for Wyatt Langford, 44 dongs.
I like the 44. I like that. 877-881-1053. Jock Peterson from the 214, 34. Big Jock hitting 40 this season from the 469. Josh Young getting a 69 vote.
Hey, Josh Young's looked good out here.
He has.
I mean, at the plate with the glove for the most part. I mean, he's looking spry. The Jungle Cat is ready to purr.
See, you forgot the first cut, Brundon. That one that went right past him.
No, we're just not going to mention it. Right?
That's why I said for the most part when talking about the glove.
Since we're into just doing it right now, how we feel right now.
Right now, today.
Right now, I like the veteran move from Bochy sending Ahlstrom out here, a minor league reliever, after Chavez gives up 4 in the 7th. The narrative could have started to develop that this bullpen's in trouble. And that's psychologically in your clubhouse. So what do? You send a minor leaguer out. You cut that storyline off at the pass. Evan Grant, you can save that headline for the first week of the regular season.
Well, I think that's part of the problem with the burger, too, is I think we're having Rich is trying to make the writers happy now. And he's done a great job for us, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, you're getting those guys. Probably they want to talk to Higashioka.
Yeah.
They're
making sure that and I get it. They live with this team.
This guy, though, Ahlstrom, he's got the best mustache on the team.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The guy?
Yeah.
Wanted to go talk to Ahlstrom, and I was like, let's just talk to Bradford. But I didn't see the stash. You're right. That thing looks outstanding.
Yeah, that's a real lib ferret. You know, like Cole Wins is like a Peyton Russell kind of stash.
Yeah, a little skinny.
All of a sudden you get Ahlstrom in here, and he's rocking a Tom Selleck on you.
Best mustache I think we've seen since Miles Michaelis was in camp with the Rangers about a decade ago.
That's
good pull.
Miles Michaelis, yes, sir. A's, by the way, 13% chance to make the playoffs, according to FanGraphs right now. Shohei, he's back. He's DHing tonight, making his spring training debut as a designated hitter with the Dodgers. This one's going to come against his former club, the Halos, tonight. So I know everybody gets excited to watch Shohei. That's going to be on Sportsnet LA, MLB.tv, if you want to check that out, at Camelback Ranch. Do you like Camelback Ranch? Is that like the best of all the stadiums?
Is it better than the Cadillac Ranch?
I'll tell you what, Camelback Mountain is one of the top five hikes you can take in all of America.
Golf course, too.
It's a great Ted Nichols Payne introduced us to that many years ago.
Ooh! Now, that was a nice play.
There we go. That's out of the inning right there. That was Ahlstrom just doing work. Nick Madrigal, Mets utility infielder. He's likely going to miss the entire 2025 season due to a shoulder surgery, according to Carlos Mendoza, their manager. That's a bummer for him. He's 28, signed a one-year deal. He did spend the past season with these Cubbies right here, had himself a solid year, but he's now going to be outski for the season. The Mets just can't catch any breaks, man. Feels like every day there's a Mets injury that we're talking about here in around the bases. And then we've got 10 MLB Comeback Player of the Year candidates and what their general managers are saying about them.
That'd be DeGrom?
Would it be DeGrom? It would be. Jacob DeGrom, Chris Young. He is one of the best pitchers in the world, and having him healthy at the top of our rotation sets us up for success. In fact, DeGrom is the third favorite. The only two ahead of him, other pitchers, you've got Shane McClanahan of the Rays, and then number one, Sandy Alcantara of the Marlins, who, in his first start of spring training, looked absolutely incredible. Their president of baseball ops, Peter Bendix, said Sandy's looking strong and healthy, and he feels great. Was it the Bendix that is that what got you there?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
No, I was just going to pick Dolis Garcia for my comeback player of the year. I think maybe 45 bombs, something like that. Makes sense.
There you go. He's back, baby.
That's your guy. That's
Flip-flop
your guy.
Friday.
One for five on guessing the attendance right thing. I'm one for five.
What was it today, Brian?
What was it? 60. It was 6,200. 6,400, I think. Yeah.
6,400?
Well, what was it, damn it?
6,400. Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is definitely the biggest of all the games.
I was one for five this week.
No question about it.
Decent back to the minors.
Rangers the best day we've seen here was when Russell Wilson was here and the Seahawks fans invaded the ballpark. Ooh. That was the year they won the Super Bowl. And Russell Wilson was in Rangers camp, and it was packed. And then for whatever reason, when the Royals won it, it was sold out here for every Royals spring training game.
Russell! Russell! Russell!
That's Kavanaugh with that's a live mic out there in the outfield in left field. As that basically set the scene of what Seahawks fans serenaded us with for about 4 hours that
Russell
afternoon.
Russell Wilson.
Thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you, dude.
Proper Round Tripper is in the books as we broadcast live in Surprise Rangers Spring Training 2025. Had a great afternoon. Watched Higashioka hit two bombs. Watched Leody hit a home run, and the Rangers holding an 8-6 lead here bottom of the eighth inning. Yes, Jack Leiter was very good over three innings. That might be the highlight.
Yeah, 4 Ks.
Seen a number of quality pitching performances this week here in Surprise from these Rangers. We also saw Kamar Rocker. And hoping to see him again, but
pitching better.
Probably not today. I don't know who's coming in next. Looks like they have a big right-hander throwing out there in the bullpen. Okay, it's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 4:20. Buddy, you're going back-to-back. Look at this. What a legend. What's in store?
He took his headset off.
Never stops. Come on. Right, we're gonna keep the baseball talk going. I save this for every Friday we're out here. Are you eating beef stick?
He is.
Oh, I knew I smelled cabbage. Top 10 classic baseball foods.
That wasn't a beef stick.
What is your favorite baseball food when you come out to the ballpark? 877-881-1053. Let's do that next in the nation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Rangers trying to nail down an 8-6 win over the Cubbies here in the top of the ninth inning. Segment here, Woolchuk's Top 10, as we stand by for Jake Berger as well, is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call Franklin and Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Here he is, your Woolly Bully, Zach with an H.
877-881-1053. What is your favorite all-time ballpark snack? We've got so many delectable treats at the ballpark to choose from. I mean, I tried the Monster Dog here earlier this week. Solid dog. I mean, you can't really go wrong with the traditional hot dog,
Float
Lizzie, Gobbler, whatever you want to call it, right? The Throat Rocket. It's delicious. No matter what you want to put on there, the mustard, the relish, the onion, ketchup, hell, maybe a little kraut if you want that on your dog. But 877-881-1053, what do you think is the best all-time classic dog? What you giggling about there, Brian?
Everything you named, Dawson absolutely hates.
He's just going dry.
I was just thinking, like, oh, wait. Don't mind what you put on it, you know, just, and then you named all those things. I'm thinking Dawson just goes, whoa.
How about some cheese? Would you put some cheese on the dog?
Well, Hawk a dog.
I do like a good cheddar dog.
Me too.
Maybe some chili.
I mean, my all-time favorite item is Hurtado's ballpark nachos. They only make at the ballpark. It's the only disappointing thing about going into an actual Hurtado restaurant, can't get the nachos. As far as a classic item, man, I don't know, because I think those cheap hot dogs are bad. You know, I don't even want to put that in my body. It's unhealthy. It's not delicious. You know, it needs to be delicious or healthy. So
can I get you on board with a brat?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I think the nachos and the brat.
No.
We got an 8-7 game and an error at first base with the runner advancing to second with one out here in the top of the ninth.
That guy took forever to round the bases.
Well, yeah, he thought he was going to get thrown out at first, so he stopped.
Holy moly, that was okay. 8-7 here. Rangers trying to hold on to victory.
You know, I would like to also point out the deliciousness of the Flamin' Hot Cheetos soft pretzel at Globe Life Field.
Yeah.
Finally got around to tasting that thing, and my goodness, it's all that it's cracked up to be.
It's not a classic ballpark item, okay?
I just wanted to pay homage.
I was thinking about the pretzel itself.
Soft pretzel's going to be on here.
Okay, I go without salt, though. Is that bad?
Yeah.
I think they put too much salt on it, though.
That kosher salt comes off easily.
Yeah,
you can just dust it.
You go full Heggie and just rub it off.
Yeah, Heggie was taking those mozz. Did you see that last night, Chieftain?
Yeah, with the blue cheese.
He just was kind of like, when nobody was noticing, he was taking his index finger and like scraping off while it was in the tray.
Yeah.
Not even taking it out of the container.
Did he ask for it on the side?
I go, Heggie, I'll eat those if you just, you know, that just leave them. I'll take that.
My favorite entree order of the week was earlier at the brewery when Heggie just ordered the mac and cheese with bacon inside of it. when that thing came out piping hot, I had envy. And that was the night I had the triple patty burger.
I tell you what, I think you missed out on the peanut butter and jelly burger last night. That thing was outstanding.
It was very good.
Yeah, you and Walchuk both hammered that thing.
They put some sort of like pepper jelly in there.
Yeah.
It was unreal.
And the bacon was a nice salty component on there as well.
Yeah, by the way, I think you can also drown out the salt on that pretzel brought us if you're dipping it in some cheese or some mustard or something.
Yep,
but you always go dry with that thing.
Yeah, but you're right. They always ask me about the cheese element of it, and I'm like, no. But then they don't have a container for the mustard.
Two
like
down.
You have to like put it on a napkin or something and kind of work it that route.
Yeah, that's tough.
Okay, we got two texts, one from the 682, one from the 903, and this is such an underrated item, the lemon chill.
Ooh, yes, especially in the old Globe Life Park days.
The old ballpark, or whenever I went to Texas Stadium before it ended up, you know, you get into October, if you're doing those early season games or even a preseason game, the lemon chill there was outstanding.
Bassick's lemon chill story is so hilarious. He's in the minor league somewhere or another, and some of the guys broke into a concession and raided the lemon chills, and they sat around all morning eating them, and somebody from the stadium told on them. Their manager finds out. He made him do an hour of abs.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
After just gorging on lemon chills.
Yeah. Oh, no. Everybody's abs were killing them for like a week.
Oh, gosh. We're going to get a throw. We're not even going to get a throw. It gets cut off. Back to second. And he's safe.
Wow, he's safe.
So we're tied at eight here.
Oh, and the bullpen
is in trouble today.
Rangers started just working on stuff the last three innings, and it's caught up with them a little bit, but... The good news is nobody cares because it's spring training.
Yeah, we're not even keeping score. It's not even a big deal. Why are we even giving this
We story? Were for nine innings.
All right, we're not anymore.
Yeah,
okay?
But they started running their jobbers out there on the bump.
Gosh, this was over when the Rangers were up 8-2.
Our Caballos went out there and dealt today. And then the lineup started mashing.
We were crushing.
Sandler texted me last break. He's like, about 4:30 sound good? I'm like, yeah. Gonna have to make that five, buddy.
Sorry, dude. Okay, I'm gonna get through this list. I did see, because we were talking Milton Williams earlier, Andrew Filippone, who covers the Steelers there in Pittsburgh. Steelers are believed to be smitten by Eagles defensive lineman Milton Williams and view signing him in free agency as their dream scenario.
Oh, my gosh. See, if you're the Cowboys seeing and hearing that, you have to think to yourself, is their guy better than ours? Is he better than ours? Howie certainly thinks so.
He might be, but
maybe Matt
Eberflus
does. That's probably the thing why, right there. Eberflus and those coaches sat.
Yeah, Eberflus is an OSA guy. Yeah. He's an OSA guy. He absolutely is. Okay, let's get to this. The top 10 best ballpark foods, the honorable mention sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
I can't say I've really ever gotten sunflower seeds at a ballpark.
What a mess.
It is a mess.
But that's the beauty of the park, man. You can just spray
just kind of leave it all.
Yeah.
Like when the guy comes over and he's using his blow thing and he's just going through the stands. And
see, I don't think he's blowing trash. I think they have the trash folks that come in and actually have to handle that. And that's one of the toughest jobs in all of America, being
a stadium
cleaner.
Yeah, I saw him blow the nuts and crap all over the place.
Yeah, but that's down on the dirt, right?
No, it's in the stands.
Oh, really?
It's like right over here. Yeah, like the peanut shells.
Wouldn't you want more of a sucker than a blower in a situation like that? When you're trying to get rid of all the seeds on the...
That's a good point.
Like, where are you blowing it into?
They're kind of getting it like
into
one confined area.
Into a pile where you could sweep them up. Man, you don't want all that stuff going in. You have to bag it.
And that's when the trash comes in and whoop, whoop, and bag
it.
It just
feels like more of a vacuum than a blower scenario.
You ever done a postseason game? A postseason...
I live for the postseason, Broadus. What the hell are you asking me?
A post game.
We got the third out, going to the bottom of the ninth, chance to win it.
All right, we're
going to
get a walk-off. We're going to get a walk-off, tied at eight, but we're not keeping score. Nine is or ten's the soft serve ice cream, which I thought should be higher. Because, like, the ice cream and a helmet, for me, that's everyone loves to do that as a kid.
Yeah,
I talk about that way too much and never do it.
You've never gotten it, no. So stop talking about
Rangers
it.
Rangers ice cream, though, they have the Bluebell, and I don't think many ballparks can say that.
That's fair.
So I think
nobody
that should be higher if you're talking about Globe Life Field.
Nine is soft pretzels.
There you go.
Eight is the popcorn.
Oh, that's trash.
Really?
It's old and stale and not good.
I do feel there is a stale factor.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like cotton candy tastes better at the ballpark?
Okay, cotton candy's
high
that, on this list,
dude. You're a three-year-old.
Just saying it tastes better at the park.
It
that's
does.
All.
Yeah, and people love
you're
it.
You're a three-year-old.
It's one of the most purchased
Who's
items.
Cotton candy besides your daughter?
Apparently a lot. It's the third most consumed item in ballparks, Brian.
You're getting it for the kiddo, but you're taking the dad tax kind of deal, and it's a huge handful.
Oh, there's nothing better than cotton candy when it's 98 degrees outside.
We're an indoor park now, Broadus. No. You know what I'm saying? You have to evolve. You have to get with the times a little bit.
All right.
Don't
I'm going to try it because I've just put cotton candy on the do not eat list since I was about eight. You
with
know?
The sweet tooth that you've got?
I don't like it, you know?
Well,
or at least in my mind, I don't like it. You know, I think it's one of those items that you kind of con kids with. Mm. Lunchables, cotton candy.
Well, they did con me, and I'll still eat Lunchables.
You throw it in your mouth, and then you don't even have to do anything. It just dissolves, and you're like, did I eat that, or did it just sort of disappear?
Oh, you would know that after the way you shovel down food.
Calorie-free snack.
Yeah.
You might be able to put a whole cotton candy in your mouth in one bite.
There's no question.
Yeah.
Just stuff it. We should watch that.
Let's do that.
I did used to like taking a bunch of it and trying to condense it down into a ball.
Yeah.
Get a little sweat on it. That's good.
We do have some questions that from the Tolos. Did the farts get to you, Brian? Because you're starting to get a little crusty.
What do you mean?
I don't think I've cut one in here.
No, he hasn't. He's been good.
You know what? I've actually.
What's made me mad is that the Cubs come back.
Have you smelled
today?
Any?
I thought I did.
I think I've been pretty good today, but maybe you did. Maybe you got a little lingering scent there.
You've been kind of quiet sometimes. I think that's when you're doing it.
Me?
Yeah, you're just like. it's supposed to be to you, and you're just kind of,
I'm just keeping to myself over here. Yeah,
exactly. Walchuk has the obvious tell because he leans to his left a little bit every time. It is just a freaking guarantee.
Don't tell my secrets, okay? That's a me and you
call
conversation.
Call that to Chris Christie.
Six is nachos.
Fupa of the year, 3 years running.
I thought you gave that to Doncic.
That was in sport.
Top five all-time ballpark snacks. Five is the hot dogs, all right? Not high. At number five. Four, the Cracker
Jacks. About 35,000.
I will say, I've never, ever, ever had a Cracker Jack at a ballpark.
Well, I mean, you would have if you'd gone in the 80s.
Yeah,
you,
for
you
sure.
had like three things you could pick from back then.
Yeah. Number three, we've gotten the cotton candies. Two are chicken tendies. But number one is the cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, huh?
The cheeseburger has all of a sudden surpassed the hot dog for the most consumed ballpark snack item.
They're making some pretty good cheeseburgers. There was a time where the burgers at a ballpark or an arena were the worst patties. Like, it was just short of prison-grade burger patties. And at some point, it changed.
Culver's was involved somewhere.
Burgers were also, like, a stadium burger was on my list of there's no way I'm eating this thing. But I would say over the last 10 years or so, they've really stepped their game up.
All right, Jake Burger's on the way.
Okay. Speaking of burgers. Love it. We'll chat with Jake. We have a clubhouse conversation with Matt Hixey to play for you as well. The Nosebleed Boys doing great work down there all week long. I think they're even going to have some in the hopper for next week as well. So the series will not end today. Jake Burger slides in with us coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Lucius. Last year, the Rangers defending their World Series title saw their run production decrease by a run and a half per game compared to their title season. So they needed a fix. And on December 11th, they traded for our next guest here on your home of the Rangers. The big new first baseman out there combined 63 home runs the last two seasons. Jake Burger joining us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
It's been a lot of fun to watch you this week, man. Yesterday we were on with CY when you hit the bomb. And again today, the ball just exploding off your bat. Is this normal? Is this what we're in for here?
Yeah, when I'm in the right position, it's pretty regular, you know, and especially with the right launch angles. And, you know, for me, it's I'm going to hit the ball hard and, you know, hopefully it goes a long way.
So when you're kind of locked in like that, are you in the dugout getting ready for your bat? Like, man, this one might go out of the yard. This is good.
Yeah, you always some days I'll like wake up and I'm like, I'm hitting a home run today. You know, just how it feels. My first swing in the cage. I'm like, hell yeah. but other times, you know, it's more just when I don't get in my own way in my head, you know, thinking about my moves too much, just hey, go out there and compete. You know, good things happen, and especially when they're slotting correctly, you know, I feel good. I mean, I feel like I hit a ball consistently over 110 when I do that.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, and you've probably always been that kind of player. You were always a strong kid growing up. Team was looking for some power from.
Yeah. It was interesting because I was kind of like a ground ball, low line drive guy, wearing out the six hole for, you know, probably up until my freshman year of college, and then I didn't play summer ball that year, and you know, just got to work with my hitting coach Nate Thompson, who's at Arkansas now, and you know, we kind of worked on getting that launch angle up, and that's when I jumped from like four home runs with like 40 doubles to kind of the flip of that. Not four doubles, but you know, I kind of got up to 23 or 22 home runs in college, and you know, those movements that I kind of learned.
Must have been very exciting for you.
Yeah,
kind of changed the trajectory a little bit.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I felt like I was always hitting the ball hard, but you know, one hopper through the six hole doesn't play at the big leagues.
Go ahead.
We were just talking off air. You were playing hockey as well when you were in high school growing up in St. Louis. So were you like Fulton Reed with the slap shot, just basically breaking glass all the time?
Yeah, I mean, that it's interesting because there's a lot of hockey players that, you know, can pick up a bat and kind of compete out there, and you know, I think it's a similar type of movement. Mm-hmm. And you know, I always felt like I had a good slap shot, you know, kind of play on the side on the power play, just kind of in the Ovechkin, you know, area. Yeah. And that's just kind of always been part of it.
Mm-hmm. It's Jake Burger with us. So story goes, the other night you're at the hospital with your daughter.
Yes.
At 11, and then you're on a bird at 5:45 in the morning, and you hit the home run a few hours later.
Yeah, yeah. It was a long couple days. I flew in Sunday night after the Cubs game at Cubs, and you know, we had surgery early the next morning, kind of woke up at 4 a.m., drove to the hospital, and it's the longest day of my life, longest day of my wife's life. But, you know, we kind of look at that as it was a great opportunity for us to just be there with each other and be present with each other and, you know, just kind of pray and just when it's out of your control, it's tough. And she did great. She's a warrior. Glad she gets to hold it over her brother's head for the rest of his life. But, you know, then it was recovery and obviously some scares here and there. Anytime you have open heart surgery, there's going to be something in there. And today we got the news that she's moving out of the ICU to step down. And, you know, she should get discharged probably Sunday or Monday, which my wife's ready to get home with her and, you know, back in the normal routine. And but, yeah, I mean, that first day was, or I guess first game back, 8 coffees. You know, Josh wasn't lying. It was 8 coffees, and it was about 3 hours of sleep. And hopped on the plane, finished 2 books, so I was really excited about that. I don't sleep well on planes. And, you know, got out here, and, you know, I'm just grateful that my daughter, you know, got through it. And, you know, I wouldn't be able to do it without my awesome rock star wife. And, you know, just kind of having that in my mind, it kind of eases this a little bit more out here. You know, it's just take every day, you know, just with gratitude. And, you know, I feel like I've got that full effect going right now.
The three of us here were girl dads, you know, so we empathize with that. We can't imagine what it would be like to be in that situation. Mm-mm. How old is she?
4 months.
Mm-hmm. 4 months old.
Yeah, she's already sassy. She's like my sister, her aunt. You know, yeah. She's got that sassy attitude already.
The fighters, man. Yeah, they're the best ones. Sure. My daughter spent the first 2 months in the NICU as well, so she was a preemie. Nothing comparable to what you're dealing with there, but they're the fighters, man.
Oh, the NICU. I mean, that we were there for 5 days, fortunately. We thought we were going to be there for a lot longer, and that's tough on any parent.
Bless those nurses, man.
Yep.
Is it like a safe space when you're able to come back out to the diamond and play baseball? Like, is it hard to kind of get clap out of that?
Yeah, for sure. But like the love and support from the organization, you know, top to bottom, with CY and Ross and, you know, obviously familiar friend and Skip, you know, and Pipe out there, and then, you know, the my teammates have been just incredible. You know, they got a blanket for Penelope with her name stitched on it. Everybody signed it, and you know, just everybody asking how she's doing and wanting updates. So it's been, felt the love, you know, throughout this entire community.
So is Penelope the same daughter that you changed your number for? Can you tell us more about that story?
Yes, yeah. So Trisomy 21 is basically the non-scientific version is Down syndrome. And, you know, call us the lucky few, and that's how we feel. And, you know, my wife actually came up with the idea of, like, you know what, I think this is going to be more meaningful for a lot more people than just us with this change of number to 21 to honor her and all the families out there with a child with Down syndrome or, you know, a best friend with Down syndrome. And so it's first time I'm wearing a number that's not for me. You know, I don't feel when I put that jersey on that it's for me. It's for all those families out there.
That's terrific stuff here with Jake Berger, new Rangers first baseman in the G-Bag Nation. So we know you can hit. I just read an article about you working on your fielding a lot.
Yeah.
What was your priority there, or what was the emphasis?
Yeah, I think obviously played some first base last year. It was kind of split time between third and first. And, you know, it's the first year where I'm dialing in on first base and, you know, trying to get as good as I can over there. You know, I felt comfortable. Felt like as it progressed, I got better and better over there, just with the more reps and stuff. And it's just getting with rags and, you know, working on certain, you know, small, minute plays that are going to make a big difference when it comes to over there. And, you know, obviously learning everybody's arm and what they can do, what they can't. And, you know, you're kind of like I wouldn't say backup quarterback because, you know, the catcher is the quarterback of, you know, the entire defense. But, you know, I mean, you have a really strong position over there with, you know, you can save a lot of innings on certain plays.
So you've had a bunch of production in Chicago, in Miami. You mentioned here the clubhouse. I think, like, for us, that it's so unique, this Rangers clubhouse. Like, Jock Peterson, incredible. Like, you, great personalities. Kyle Higashioka, same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, for CY, that seems so important. How's that been with the Rangers so far?
Yeah, I mean, it feels, in a sense, like a, you know, a college clubhouse. You know, everybody's caring for each other and, like, it's just, it doesn't feel like pro ball. You know, you feel like you got everybody's back, and that's the culture you want to play in, and that's the culture that wins. And so if everybody's pulling from the same side of the rope, that's a scary team to play day in and day out.
What was your reaction when you found out you got traded?
Overjoyed. You know, it was really exciting because, I don't know, it just seems like it lines up. We feel like this is the right spot for us at this moment. You know, it's just like everything kind of aligned together. You know, Dallas has a great children's hospital, and, you know, with Penelope and her birth, we need a children's hospital just to make sure that everything's okay. And, you know, my son woke up like 2 hours into going down for sleep, and it was my wife's turn to go up, and I actually got the call while she was up in the room, and that was I ran upstairs, and I'm like waiting outside the door, and probably scared my wife immensely. But you know, I told her that, hey, I just got traded to the Texas Rangers, and we both just like, hey, let's go. Like that night, I got an Airbnb in Arizona to you know, get ready for that, and yeah. You know, I'm glad to be back in Arizona too. I didn't like Florida spring training.
Yeah, lengthy rides, right?
Yeah,
to
yeah.
and fro. Mm-hmm. Jake Berger here with you on 105 through the Fan. So your Twitter handle is BurgerBot?
Burgertron. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that the nickname?
Calvin Munson, who plays linebacker in the NFL, played baseball with him growing up, and one day, you know, it was probably during like the Transformer Megatron like mm-hmm. type you know, craze, and he's like, you know what, we should call you Burgertron. So made that Twitter handle, and it hasn't changed since.
Burgertron.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, you're built like a brick ass house. I thought I was looking at your thighs earlier today. I was looking at your forearms. I was like, my dear God, Jake.
No wonder he's hitting dongs.
How exciting is it to go from the humidity of Miami Outdoor Park, just sweat and tail, to now indoors at Globe Life Field?
No, I'm excited to, you know, play in Globe Life. It's we've been there for Fan Fest, and, you know, it's just – it's exciting. I have a lot of history at Globe Life too. You know, I got traded from Chicago to Miami there, and hit my first home run with Miami there. So, you know, I'm hoping to make a lot more great memories there.
Heck yeah! When you get traded, like, what, is that CY calling you? Is that your agent calling you?
So with Chicago, my agent actually found out first and called me. This time, CY let me know, and it was funny because he gave me the phone. He's like, hey, or. Talked to me on the phone. He goes, hey, I got some friends to talk to you too. And Skip's like, let's go, dude. And nice. Pipe got the phone too. And, you know, it's just crazy and really exciting for us.
What surprised you more when you saw the size of Chris Young or the size of Bochy's dome?
Dude, CY's huge, man. I feel like a midget next to him. It's crazy. Like, I feel so small. But yeah, it's. Boach is awesome. You know, he's got that same tone the entire time. And, you know, he's just like even keel as it gets, just himself. I actually lived close to him in Tennessee. And, you know, he went up to, you know, the clubhouse and had some lunch and talked baseball.
That is fantastic, Jake. We'd love to talk with you for the rest of the afternoon, but Rich is saying that we got to let you go, and we don't want to make an enemy out of him. But I have a feeling you're going to be around for a long time. We look forward to chatting with you more.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Jake Berger here with you on your home of the Rangers, 105 through the Fan with a big strong hands. Big strong handshake. Oh, here we go. As we got three down, one more hour of sports to go live at spring training here on your home of the Rangers. Our coverage brought to you by ASCO Equipment, your heavy equipment partner since 1960, and on-time experts, air conditioning and plumbing, same-day service guaranteed. Okay, and we're coming back with some football's finest. Then we'll hit the Expressway, LA Live, what you drinking, what you thinking's coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour of the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.